This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: the Tripura, the BS in Tripura, the BSF and Directorate of Revenue Intelligence seize huge quantity of Etidol and Tepentadol tablets, including cash from Udaipur. Northeastern Council releases nearly 4 crore rupees of funds for various development projects in Nagaland. In Manipur, Nushi Tombi Ashtopama has become the new State Information Commissioner. A district-level unity march organized in Gangtok to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. And now the news in detail. In Tripura, the BSF and Directorate of Revenue Intelligence yesterday seized huge quantity of Etidol and Tepentadol tablets, including cash from Udaipur. On receiving the information that consignment of Yaba tablets was being moved from Agartala towards Bashimganj, a joint team set up a mobile checkpost near BSF Gokul Nagar around 8:30 a.m. A Suzuki Eco van tried to escape the checking point and fled towards Udaipur. Around 9:30 a.m. the van was found abandoned near Kalkalia High School. After searching it, the team recovered 10 kg of Yaba tablets worth 8 crore rupees, 3 cartons of Etidol and Tepentadol tablets worth 20.32 lakh rupees and 25,400 rupees in cash and the van itself. The total value of the seizure was 8.21 crore rupees. In another operation in Sonamura, the BSF also seized 1 kg of Yaba. All the seized items were handed over to DRI Agartala. The operation shows BSF's strong efforts and teamwork with DRI to stop drug smuggling along the Indo-Bangladesh border. The Northeastern Council has released nearly 4 crore rupees of funds for various development projects in Nagaland. This was included in an update provided by the NEC under the Donair Ministry on Nagaland projects for October 2025. The projects under the scheme of NEC included setting up of piglet production farms at Nihoto and Vidima villages, construction of a working women hostel in Kohima, infrastructure development at Kohima orphanage home, and conservation and propagation of indigenous fauna for sustainable livestock development. The NEC also approved a new project to upgrade the Lampong Xiangha Nyasa village road in Mon district with an estimated cost of 23 crore rupees. Additionally, the model dairy farm project sanctioned in 2017 was completed in October. As part of this project, 6 model dairy units were set up across the state and 60 milch cows were introduced. France has been confirmed as a country partner for Hornbill Festival 2025 at Nagaland's premier cultural event. Nagaland Chief Niece and Nephew Rio announced the news on X, saying France's culture and creativity will add value to the festival and promote partnership in culture, investment and innovation. France joins a growing list of international partners for this year's edition of Hornbill Festival. Earlier in the week, Austria, Malta and United Kingdom, Ireland and Switzerland were announced as partner countries for the annual 10-day celebration. French Ambassador Thierry Mateau, who signed the agreement with Mr. Rio, reaffirmed that France's commitment to development in the northeast of India. He noted ongoing engagements with the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region donor across economic, technological, educational and cultural sectors. Meanwhile, Union donor Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya welcomed the collaboration and expressed confidence that such partnerships will continue to generate meaningful and enduring benefits for the region. In Manipur, Nushi Tombi Ashtopama has become the new State Information Commissioner from yesterday. She was administered the oath of office by Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla during the swearing-in ceremony held at the Durbar Hall of Raj Bhavan. The ceremony was attended by MLA T.H. Biswajit Singh, Chief Secretary, Security Advisor, Additional Chief Secretary, Advocate General and other senior officers of the state government. She was a former Commissioner Law Government of Manipur. Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the workers of the country on the nationwide implementation of the new labour codes. In a social media post, the Home Minister said these codes crafted under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi represent the biggest reform in the history of labour laws. Mr. Shah said that these codes guarantee minimum wages to workers, social security, equal opportunities for women workers and legal recognition for gig and unrecognized workers. He said these laws will improve the standard of living for workers and become a role model for the world. The central government yesterday announced the implementation of four new labour codes aimed at simplifying and streamlining the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. The new labour codes will guarantee timely minimum wages for all workers, appointment letters for the youth, equal pay and respect for women, social security for 40 crore workers and gratuity for fixed employees after 1 year of employment. The three-day Manipur Cherry Blossom and Flower Festival began yesterday at Motu Tubvi near Mao Gate as part of the Manipur Sangai Festival under the theme Where Blossoms Breathe Harmony. The inaugural session of the festival was graced by Commissioner and Secretary Horticulture and Soil Conservation, Government of Manipur, T. Pame, and Deputy Commissioner of Senapati, Mamoni Dole. They also led others in inspection of the stalls which exhibited the flowers, vegetables, organic foods, handicrafts, food stalls and others by the self-help groups and local entrepreneurs. Altogether, 53 stalls were opened. A discussion program on women in blooming, empowering rural women through flower-based livelihoods, in which various experts panelists attended. The festival will continue till the 23rd of this month with cultural mosaics in collaboration with ICCR Northeast, traditional games, traditional chef cooking competition, prize distribution and other extravagant programs. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma personally visited the Umsning Sports and Cultural Club, USC and CC ground at Umsning Patarim to listen to the concerns and requirements of the public and the local community conveyed through the sports club, especially regarding the long-standing aspiration to have a well-developed playground at Patarim Playground. The president of the Umsning Sports and Cultural Club, Rose Tarsan Killa, expressed that the club has repeatedly approached the government through the sports department requesting assistance for upgrading the playground to a proper standard. However, despite numerous assurances over the years, no concrete support has been received from the government for the improvement of the ground. Addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma assured that he would personally take responsibility to oversee and initiate the development work at the playground. He stated that the ground is indeed important and that efforts would begin with key components such as boundary fencing, a VIP gallery and overall improvement of the playing field. He further assured that he would work diligently to fulfill the aspirations of the people and the sports club. In Meghalaya, as part of the Chief Minister's initiative to promote cleanliness and environmental protection under the Chief Minister Youth for Green Campaign Movement 2025, the Office of the District Sports Officer, Ribhoi District, in collaboration with the Nongport Town Committee and the Ribhoi Cycling Association, yesterday organized a program encouraging the public to walk and use public bicycles for short-distance travel. The event aimed to reduce the excessive use of vehicles and included a special bike campaign ride along with an awareness session held in front of the Nongport Town Shopping Complex. The objective of the Green Campaign Movement is to motivate citizens to protect and support the environment through simple, sustainable practices and can bring significant positive change. And before we close the headlines, once again, the Tripura BSF and Directorate of Revenue Intelligence seized huge quantity of Etidol and Tapentadol tablets, including cash from Udaipur. Northeastern Council releases nearly 4 crore rupees of funds for various development projects in Nagaland. In Manipur, Nongshitombi Athokpamma has become the new State Information Commissioner. A district-level unity march organized in Gangtok to commemorate 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.